here's something that may pique your interest. The UK government is currently in the market for a temporary body storage service. You heard that correctly. The UK government currently seeks to procure a framework agreement for temporary body storage in the event of an excess death situation, and the contract will last for a total of 4 years. The overarching aim of this tender is to provide a single framework supplier that will be able to provide temporary body storage facilities to house deceased in the event of an excess death situation. That's right, as the vaccination rates increase across the globe, so does the expected need for body bags. £6 million worth, to be exact. This comes just in time for the newest variant out of Peru, called Lambda. Now, of course, the MD influencers are claiming that variants are spreading rapidly throughout populations because of unvaccinated individuals. And when asked for their thoughts on why these variants hardly existed for a full year after COVID graced us with its presence and only became problematic after the rollout of the vaccine, the response is that our surveillance sucked back then and that it takes time for variants to come about, but once they do, they become rampant. Do you think these people actually believe their own bullshit? So let's find out if this claim has any basis in science. Here we have an article titled, "Why More Contagious Variants Are Emerging Now, More Than a Year Into the COVID-19 Pandemic." New variants of SARS-CoV-2 have now evaded New Zealand's border protections twice to spread into the community. In the most recent outbreak, which placed Auckland into an alert level 3 lockdown, there are 3 active community cases of more infectious B117 lineage. While we have seen the virus mutate over the entire course of the pandemic, it was not until mid-December 2020 that variants with measurably different behavior emerged. Wow, I wonder what took place in December of 2020 for that to happen. What was it again? Yes, that's it. The global rollout of the vaccines. Now, speaking of the correlation between the vaccine rollout and the emergence of new variants, another argument brought to you by the social media pharma shills is that each of these variants were actually identified well before the rollout of the vaccine. Now, this would be a great argument if it wasn't absolute bullshit, because of course, before the vaccine was rolled out to the masses, each of these vaccine companies conducted vaccine trials. This is where they injected thousands upon thousands of people with the vaccine and then set them off to mingle with the rest of us. So let's take a look at where these trials took place. Clinical trials for COVID-19 vaccines were carried out before they were approved by governments and rolled out to the public. Pfizer's trial enrolled over 45,000 participants across the globe, and Oxford recruited over 23,000 people in UK, Brazil, and South Africa. Now, this is very interesting because you'll actually find that each of the countries mentioned where variants first emerged just happened to be the same countries where the trials took place. The UK, South Africa, Brazil, and the US. But what's most disturbing of all is the backstory of Delta, the COVID-19 variant that is currently threatening to lock down the whole planet once again. Delta was first identified in India in December of 2020, and once again, by sheer coincidence, India also began phase 3 clinical trials of their very own COVID vaccine, Covaxin, just a few weeks prior on November 16, 2020. What's even more disturbing is that the Covaxin vaccine was released to the public before these phase 3 clinical trials were complete, meaning it was injected into the arms of millions of people with 0 published data on its safety and efficacy. Not a peep out of our public health experts about that, though. Now, of course, the rest of us were all aware that variants would be popping up at the exact time of the rollout of the vaccines, because doctors and scientists who don't make it a habit to talk directly out of their ass told us this is exactly what would happen. One such scientist was Dr. Bosch, who was labeled a doomsday nut job for predicting exactly what we're currently experiencing. Dr. Bosch asserted that vaccines are like antibiotics, in that when they are both overused and imperfect, they allow germs to mutate in dangerous ways. With antibiotic use, the bacteria that have developed a mutation or acquired a gene that gives them protection from the antibiotic will escape death and soon become the dominant strain. Bosch claims that the same thing will happen with the coronavirus. Because, he says, the vaccines are imperfect, they will allow the virus to keep being transmitted from person to person and thus mutate inside of us until a dangerous new variant emerges. Now, even according to mainstream doctors like demon spawn Dr. Paul Offit, who's a pediatrician and the co-inventor of the rotavirus vaccine, this is not nonsense. And the vaccine creators themselves admit this when they say the vaccine doesn't necessarily stop infection or transmission, but that it lessens symptoms enough to prevent severe disease. This is why we still see infection and transmission among the vaccinated. There's even a name for this phenomenon. It's called leaky vaccines. According to a 2019 study, researchers say that they have proven the theory that more virulent viruses can evolve from so-called leaky vaccines. In vaccines that are less than perfect or leaky, the vaccinated individuals may get sick but have less severe symptoms. This allows the virus to survive and spread throughout a population. Our research demonstrates that the use of leaky vaccines can promote the evolution of nastier hot viral strains that put unvaccinated individuals at greater risk. So when a doctor suggests that the unvaccinated are variant pumping factories, I can't help but ask, whose fault would that be? Now here we are with all kinds of variants running rampant throughout populations and a pile of body bags ready to deal with their hosts. Strange how the conspiracy theorists just always happen to be right. Even stranger how the real scientists will claim things like menstrual irregularities and myocarditis are perfectly normal immune responses to vaccination, but not a single one of them prepared us for these side effects before you injected yourself with their concoctions. So really, there's only two options for what happened here. Either one, those side effects are not normal and expected at all, or two, they are expected and they lie to you in order to convince you to get the vaccine anyway.
That's not stupidity, that's fraud.
Tell me the difference between stupid and illegal and I'll have my wife's brother arrested.
That was funny.